Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now joining Paul and Jordana to talk Hollywood, film reviews, and all things movies. From DirectConversations.com, it's Tim Lammers. Presented by Bradshaw and Bryant Personal Injury Attorneys. Seeking justice for the injured. Find them at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com.
Your instructor is one of the finest pilots this program has ever produced. His exploits are legendary. What he has to teach you may very well mean the difference between life and death.
Your reputation precedes you.
I have to admit, I wasn't expecting an invitation back.
They're called orders, Maverick.
Oh, Maverick. Don't do anything foolish, Maverick. That's a clip from a new theatrical release that's getting rave reviews. Top Gun Maverick, starring the one and only Tom Cruise. And Tim Lammers is here to say if it lives up to the hype. Hey, Tim, happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you, Paul, and I have to ask you if you are ready to re-enter the danger zone. Because, you know, Kenny Loggins had that song in the first movie.
That's right. That's right.
That's right, and you're going to hear it again in this. And yes, Paul, I'll get right to it. It lives right up to the hype. It exceeds the hype. 2 years ago, this movie was supposed to be released. Tom Cruise said, no way am I going to release it on streaming. This is a movie that we all worked very hard on. You know, you have to, you know, when he gets up in that jet, I mean, it's the real thing, you know?
Is he flying the jet?
He is actually not flying the jet. I mean, you're talking about $50 million aircrafts, you know, these F-18 Hornets. But no, he's in the second seat, as are the other members of the cast. All these flying sequences are real. It is so incredible. And, you know, knowing Tom Cruise's M.O., that just adds a little more excitement to the whole thing. So you couple that with the fact that you're seeing it on the big screen, it is just one of the most mind-blowing experiences that you're going to have in the theater this year. It is that terrific. And not only that, I mean, obviously, Maverick, he's called back to the Top Gun program by an admiral, an old friend, Tom Iceman Kazansky, played by the legendary Val Kilmer. So he's back. So this is a very exciting movie. It's a thrilling movie, but also a very emotional movie. It really does have it all. And, you know, I got that. I've been playing the song Danger Zone in my head for the last 2 weeks since I've seen the movie, Paul. And I want to go back again so I can have that thing on loop for another 2 weeks. It is just so entertaining. This is what... You know, this reminds me of why I love movies, right? I mean, it just has everything.
Hey, Tim, usually sequels are a disappointment. How did they get around that this time? And And most of us, I bet you just about everybody listening, saw the original Top Gun, you know, decades ago. But what you mentioned the emotion. There's a real plot. It's not just action sequences and CGI, but there's some meat to this story.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, look, there are a lot of story parallels to this in the original Top Gun. Okay, so a lot of it's going to feel familiar, the rivalries, that sort of thing. You know, like between Ice and Maverick in the first film, there are rivalries in this one. Plus you have Goose's son. Of course, Goose was Maverick's co-pilot who died in the original. Now his son is in the Top Gun program. So now there's a rivalry essentially between, or consternation between him and Maverick, because he feels that the Goose's son feels that Maverick is responsible for his father's death. So there are a lot of parallels, and it really does feel familiar. But yet, all of this moves the story forward. The other thing is, there's a third act of the film that takes us away from all that. It's a turn that I really didn't see coming. So they got really original with that final third of the film, which really, I think, brings, you know, the movie to, you know, from a great movie to a greater movie, if that's possible. It just really amps up the intensity, and it takes it to a new place. So, yeah, it's, you know, some people are going to say, yeah, this reminds me of this, this, and this. Of course it does. But that's the story of these pilots. I mean, you're too cocky. If you screw up, you die. You know, so you can't be any more clear than that. The other thing is, Paul, it actually, in a weird sort of way, echoes Luke Skywalker's path as a rebel pilot in the original Star Wars movie. And you'll know why once you see the movie. So I thought that's kind of a cool thing, too. So this is a total nostalgia trip. But again, I think it moves the story forward in a very, very meaningful way, especially as it revisits the relationship between Maverick and Iceman.
Hey, Tim, I have to put a plug in for my youngest son who got out of the Navy. He was a naval aviator. He had a chance to fly jet aircraft, and he passed. And I asked him why. He said, well, everybody thinks they're Tom Cruise. He goes, you know, they're driven, and he decided to fly choppers because he said the chopper pilots are a little more, in his words, chill. It was a little more laid back. You know, they don't believe the hype, and they're not all trying to be Tom Cruise. But Tom Cruise obviously makes the movie, and I have to give him props. I don't know if he's the highest grossing TV movie star, but he refuses to be involved in anything on streaming television. He's staying true to the studios and theatrical releases. Am I correct?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And I've read today an article just about that very thing. You know, he told the CinemaCon, which is the gathering of theater owners, that, you know, look, you've long supported me in my theatrical pursuits. This is a partnership, you know. So he appreciates what they do. They made him who he is today. So he is going to absolutely stay loyal to it. And as it proves, I mean, he kept his word, and he kept this thing away from the streaming services for 2 years. And now he's going to run it, and probably a really healthy theatrical run. It will debut on streaming at one point. I mean, that's just the nature of the business. It can't play in theaters forever. But he's certainly going to give them the opportunity to earn the money and to keep their business thriving. So, yeah, I deeply respect the guy just for the guts that he has and what he does as an actor. I mean, he really is one of the most involved people as far as doing his own stunts. I mean, the guy hung on a tower in Dubai in the Mission Impossible movie, held on to the side of a cargo jet, did a halo jump. This guy is all in. So I'm really glad that he's had the success that he's had. Not only that, but I'm glad that he is very loyal and he understands what makes the business tick. He realizes that partnership with the theater owners.
Yeah. Hey, I want to squeeze in Montana Story, starring Haley Lou Richardson and Owen Teague.
I'm taking Mr. T back with me.
Back where?
To New York.
You live in New York.
I'm not going to let you kill him.
Are you planning on keeping an old horse in the Big Apple?
What, you think I'm being stupid?
Of course not. I've done way stupider things for animals than drag a horse from Montana to New York.
It's insane.
I think she doesn't know how to make the pain go away, but maybe this she can do.
So is this like a Yellowstone knockoff here, Tim?
In a sort of way. I mean, look, it's a neo-Western. It's the antithesis of Top Gun. That was a movie filled with positivity. This is filled with despair. You know, but it's an independent film, counter-programming for this weekend, but it's about these siblings who have been estranged for a long time, coming home to say goodbye to their dying father, and there's some consternation between the children and the father. So will they reconcile those differences? And then there are other things that need to be resolved. So yeah, it's a drama. It's a character drama. Again, if you're going to choose between positive and kind of really kind of depressing material, I'm going with the Top Gun. But not say there's not a place for this sort of thing. I just think it'll probably find a better audience on streaming, whereas, you know, theaters were made for a movie like Top Gun, Maverick.
Hey, because none of us have enough despair in our lives right now, I'm going to go see Top Gun in the theaters. Tim, thank you. We'll catch you Tuesday of next week. Have a great holiday weekend, my friend.
Yeah, thank you, and please pay honor to all the men and women of the military who have served and lost their lives on this very Memorial Day coming up Monday. So a good weekend to release Top Gun to remind you of that, too. There are some serious sacrifices going on. So, yes, please thank the military, thank a military member, and thank them for their service.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Tim, for that reminder.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.